Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
Good evening, and welcome back to Hip Hop National Radio Conference Call and Feedback Line. I am Poetic. I'm holding it down until my host join me today. But before we get started, I do want to cover the show with prayer. And I want to say, Lord, let's pray today for a better tomorrow. For time is passing between the minutes and hours. Life on earth may be short. So listen, God's children, and give this some thought. For today we live, tomorrow is not promised. So let's take the practice God's word upon us and use it as a daily digestion, for it is our hope and only protection. So together today, if we may, let's take a moment out to our knees to pray that God will make tomorrow a much better day. God, I ask along with this prayer that you cover each and every ear, every mind, every body that is tuned into this show, that they can get from this and learn from it so that they can turn their lives around and into this career of music as we all launch to go into it and thrive full force. We ask that you cover them through your son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Tonight amen. With us, amen, tonight we will be discussing the 360 record deal. Is it a deal or is it or no deal? What brought this up is there's many people, many independent labels today are really full throttle trying to launch their business on their own because they're afraid to even get up with this 360 deal. They're not, most of them are very uncertain to what a 360 deal is. So tonight we're going to dive into that topic, and we're going to cut it apart, and we have with us our guest, Singleton Newman, A&R for MAM Records. Singleton, before I introduce you to the panel and let you go full, you know, open up to everybody, I'm going to bring in my host, which is Pebbles. Pebbles, would you please take the mic from here? Thank you. We're talking about the 360 record deal. Is it a deal or no deal? I guess it's Singleton Newman.
Well, hello, Singleton. How are you this evening?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing well, doing well. If you could get us started by letting our listeners know who you are. Tell us a little bit about yourself and where you're calling from tonight.
Well, my name is Singleton Newman, and I'm an A&R for MAM Records. MAM Records stands for Motivated Artist Making Records, and we're indie label out of the Baltimore, Maryland area. Amongst doing that, also a radio personality. I have a show called Politics with Permiss, which is on Radio 1. And also, I am a talent consultant. So I consider myself to be a person that has my foot all the way into the music industry. But I'm a person that has been fortunate enough to learn a lot and really be a conveyor and be a connoisseur of learning and discerning what good talent is in this industry, this new music industry, because it's definitely changed. So that's what I do.
Okay, awesome. Well, if you don't mind, if you could start us off on the topic by just kind of giving some of your opening thoughts about the topic, and then we can get going from there.
Well, since the topic today is a 360 deal or no deal, you have to really understand what a 360 deal is. For aspiring recording artists that are out there today, it is absolutely 100% positively important to know yourself what that means. It pretty much puts you in a position where everything or every opportunity that you have to make money from the recording of your music, a portion of that is owned by the record label. 360 degrees all the way around, and that can come from the actual recording of your music, the sale of your music, and then it can also stem into your brand merchandising. If you go on tour, your tour money, your concert bookings, your appearances, anything that has to do with you as an artist. So it's 360 degrees all the way around. Now, is it a deal or is it no deal? For some artists that are eager to get into the music industry, it might be in their mind, their only option. But as a person that works in the music industry on an independent level, I say it's not a deal. It may provide maybe certain benefits, or the record company might try to sell you certain benefits, but in actuality, ownership of your own music, the rights to that music, the publishing, the merchandising, is really where it's at. So I think the 360 deal, if an artist does not take the time to really read into what it means, they're going to get caught in one. And then they're going to need a lawyer that's going to charge them four times the amount to get them out of it. So be aware. That's why it pays to read. It pays to know your own business before you really make a commitment to a label. And that's why you hear a lot of artists, they get a lot of shine in the beginning. They get a lot of, a lot of press, a lot of blow up, and then they do that one song, and they'll get that money from that one song, but then you don't give them anymore. It's a possibility they may have gotten caught up. Deals, they really need to be evaluated by lawyers and people that know what they're doing, or you will get caught up. So that's pretty much what a 360 deal is.
Okay. So now, how does that was a great introduction, by the way. How does an aspiring artist do their research? Because, typically the average person entering any industry is going to be green about the ins and outs and the pitfalls of getting something. And the 360 deal, I think, can be very enticing to somebody who's just coming on board. How does an aspiring artist avoid that pitfall?
An aspiring artist avoids that pitfall by doing just what I had mentioned. Really, you have to be a student of the music industry, not just of the music, but of the industry. This is a business, you know what I'm saying? If you don't take care of your business, the music will go. So you have to do stuff. They have some really great books. They have some really great resources online that you can, dive into and really kind of take the time out and really listen. But I think one of the greatest sources of learning how to avoid the pitfalls is to really speak with other artists. Don't be afraid to talk to other people about their experiences. Other artists will tell you, I had one of those fear. Or, it wasn't what it was cracked up to be. Getting into the stories and learning from others' mistakes, and that's why it's important, to network and get to know others in the industry, because just by proxy, you hear about how people have taken that because they were so thirsty for the money and the fame and the shine, and they didn't really get to the nuts and the bolts of what it really means to really have a record deal first and foremost. You know, they're not, and they don't have the right team. So that's how you really have to have some smart people on your team as an artist. That's another thing I tell people. You know, don't just think you can just get all the way to the top and do it by yourself. You need to just make sure you have some smart people. That's just every industry, the fashion industry, you know, the media industry, having smart people around you to help you make good, smart decisions is how you can avoid the pitfalls.
Okay, that's great. Now, I'm going to ask you, Poetic, what are your initial thoughts about the 360 deal? And then from there, I'm going to give you the floor.
Okay. Well, I would say a 360 deal, like she was saying, it encompasses everything that an artist, well, it's a negotiable deal, but they want to encompass everything that they could possibly can within those terms. They are trying, you know, before they used to recoup their money on album sales and record sales, and, you know, that was a very lucrative business for the music industry. Actually, CDs and tapes for them was like pennies on the dollar, so they were able to make their profit back in hopes to make their profit back on recouping their money on album sales and record sales. Well, since the technology has taken over, now we're almost back into the single ages. Whereas when they stepped up to album sales, that was a big dollar figure for the music industry in making money on a three to seven year term on an artist. Well, today instead they're going in. They want to take a piece of this. Maybe your part of your publishing, your concerts, your receipts, like she said, your merchandising, and maybe when you're going to get in a movie deal or all of that, they want a part of those streams of income. Because with that, they're going to be able to support you as an artist. But it's not all 100% bad, so you can't just paint the picture bad. Wherever there's bad, there's good, and wherever there's good, there's bad. The turnaround for this is because they want all of this income, they're going to make sure that they develop you into an artist. They're going to develop your craft. They're going to build you to who you are, that you're supposed to be as an artist. They're going to make sure you know how to dance. They're going to make sure you know how to conduct yourself in public and make sure you have mentors and coaches around you that's going to help build you if they're going to sign you. But they're not going to sign any artist if that artist has not yet proved to them with these new tools that they are worthy of being signed anyway. I'm not going to bash the 360, but I'm not going to support it either. So I'm kind of like in the middle, straddling the fence about it, because it's some good, there's some bad in it. What's your take on that, Singleton?
Well, you know, I totally dig what you're saying. I mean the positive effects to me are what they can offer, the benefits of what. If a record label comes to an artist and says to you that they could offer you some things as an artist, my whole thing is really an artist's responsibility to really take that experience and really turn it around for them, you know. And it would be smart, you know, and a blessing if they were able to utilize their time with a label, if given a 360 deal, to try to expand their brand so that they can get optimal income. And then they're able to then, you know, maybe go back in and negotiate. You know, I really feel as though, you know, it really can work against the artist if they are unaware. You know, it's the awareness of what that deal can bring.
millions of dollars, you know, let's get down to the science of it. I mean, millions of dollars, and I say millions, if done right, millions of dollars can be made for an artist just on concert touring, which is right now the big one of the biggest money makers an artist can have besides from producing or songwriting. That's their biggest money maker, because right now, if success was measured by record sales, not a lot of people are really truly successful. But, you know, the 360 deal, you know, can really take away from some things that I feel like a lot of artists can have 100% of when it comes to their craft. If they're not careful, that's why for artists that are listening that may be out there or someone that's interested in starting a career in the industry, they need to say, you know, they need to do their homework now and devote really over 50% of their time to doing this homework on the industry, because it really is, it's about timing, it's about talent, and but also about gimmick too. Let's talk about that too, because with the music industry nowadays, it's more like you have to have a catchy hook and a gimmick versus maybe having a longevity of talent. That's unfortunate, especially on the hip-hop side of things.
I have to totally agree with you, too. I totally agree with you on that. Record companies are also looking for that gimmick, you know, because that's what makes you edgy. That's what makes you different. That sets you apart from everyone else that's trying to do exactly what you're trying to do. There's millions and millions of people trying to get into this. Without any further ado, so I have another guest that I want to bring to the forefront, and that's Kovan. Kovan, I spoke with him earlier today, and it seemed like he had a plethora of knowledge on this, so we're going to bring him into this topic. We're going to ask him, Mr. Kovan,
hello?
Are you ready to, how you doing, sir? If you would,
yeah, I'm doing all right.
Tell
how you doing?
Doing great.
Hello?
Tell us who you are, what you do, what you represent, and how you get down, and what you think about the 360 deal, and what you think a 360 deal is. You don't have the floor, sir.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you loud and clear.
Okay, cool. All right, my phone's acting a little funny. But my name is Kovan, full name is Kovan Baldwin. I'm a singer-songwriter out of Minneapolis, Minnesota, and I've been doing music for about, I'd say, 4 or 5 years, been singing since I was little. I guess about the 360 deal, from what I've learned from my music business class from my last semester of college, I know that, I know for me personally, I wouldn't take a 360 deal just because I feel like they take a lot of money out of the artist. I know that, you know, they take a percentage of, like, your tour. Like, you know, you going on tour, they take a percentage of, you know, your record sales and everything. And just, I don't know, I just, for me personally, I wouldn't go about looking for a record label to sign me with the 360 deal.
Well, let me stand in as an advocate for the labels at the moment. I'm going to say this. Let's say you have no budget at all, and you're trying to get into this business. And the record label say, hey, I like what you're doing, man. I really think you're on fire. I really think we can help support you and put you into places that you probably wouldn't reach yourself. Now, they put all the money into it. They put all the money into developing your craft. Don't you think at one point in time that they got some kind of investment that they need to get on return? If they put all the money in, you put nothing in, but you put in the talent, put in the time. They're just saying, and a 360 deal is negotiable as far as percentage.
Right.
Don't you think it would be fair? I mean, I'm asking you both. I'm going to ask you this right now, Kovan. You said Kovan, right?
Yes, Kovan. Yes.
Kovan. We're going to ask you this, and then we're going to go to Singleton after that. So you
okay.
Do not have the floor. What do you think about that? Do you think
that what do I think?
Yes, sir.
Well, I guess like at this point in time in my life, I would possibly consider it depending on like the percentages, because like I mean like you said, like as an independent artist, I can only do so much, you know, because I don't have some of the tools and resources that like a Jive Records has or like an Atlantic or something like that. And so I wouldn't rule out a 360 deal. I mean, if it's the right 360 deal, I guess you could say. Because I've always felt like as. Go ahead.
You go ahead.
Oh, I was just gonna say because as an artist, I've always felt like with the right marketing and advertisement behind me, you know, with the right budget, I feel like my music will definitely push worldwide because I definitely feel like I, not feel, but I know that I have the talent and the capability of reaching a major audience.
Now, by no means, asking you, Provan, to agree with me. I'm just putting it out there because I think, in reality, a record label puts out a lot of money behind these artists. A lot of these artists that we see today, we wouldn't even know who they were if they didn't have the promotional budget that lies behind them. And 9 times out of 10, it came from the industry, the industry big four, and they endorsed maybe an independent label, and that independent label they said, okay, we'll do a P&D deal with you and put you out there. Okay, so they got it out to the masses, and they probably do a marketing deal with them. So they get it out to the general public, and now we know who they are in the forefront. But 9 times out of 10, I mean, honestly, all of us are trying this internet campaign, but reality, it's very few people have we seen really, really pop off just by the internet alone. But, I mean, it has happened. I'm going to go to Singleton. Singleton, if you would, please tell me what you think about what I just stated to Provan. Hello, Singleton? All right, I'm going to ask if you could hear me. Please, and Pebbles, I'm right now speaking with you because I'm not sure if anyone can hear me. Pebbles, can you hear me? Guess not.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure. Singleton, are you still with us? Okay. I'm going to bring Kovan back in. Kovan?
Yep, I'm here.
Your phone is, it seemed like a lot going on in your background, so I had to put you on mute for a second.
But, yeah, I'm like at an intersection walking.
Hey, I don't know if you're really, it seemed like you're moving around, you're busy, but if you're not too busy, I had a chance to listen to your video, had a chance to listen to your music. You're a dynamic singer. I can see you. I can see an A&R. I can see an A&R wanting to get involved with your project. So if you know, maybe later on in the show, maybe you give us a sample of those vocals. We like to do that every now and then here on the show. I'm going to go back to Singleton. Singleton, if you are with me. Could you please let me know now? I've gone to you. Your line seemed to be open, but
hello,
I'm not sure.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes,
hello?
I can.
Hi.
Yes, I can hear.
Okay. Okay.
Were you talking on
mute? Yeah, I was. I'm sorry.
You were doing the pebbles.
Oh, he does that too.
No.
Well, Pebbles, did you say a Pebbles?
Yeah.
Honey, Singleton, that's a poetic move. Every show, he's always starting. We go to him, and he'll say a minute of something on mute, or we call him Snap, Crackle, and Pop, because he's always got some commotion in the background. So I can't believe that my beloved co-host tried to throw me under the radio bus tonight. I am shocked and appalled.
I just wanted to see if you were paying attention.
Uh-huh.
I was trying to see if you were paying attention, so I had to throw that in there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's okay, Pebbles. I mean, I think we've all done it before. But what I was going to say is record labels absolutely have the right to get reimbursed for what they invest into an artist. In the 60s, Motown was infamous for doing a 360 deal, but where things crashed and burned with a lot of the artists is that it really got in the way of the artists creating their own wealth and their own, you know, really being able to control their own business. Do record labels have the right to get back their money for what they pull in? Yes. And with the change of the music industry now, I think the music industry is trying to figure out how it can get their money back. The record labels are trying to get their money back. So what have they decided to do? Use new technology to get the music out and disperse sales via the internet or via digital download or through ringtone sales. And again, I do feel as though even on my label, the label that I work with, Mayhem, Motivated Artists Making Records, shout out to Jay McGraw and the whole team. We try to do things on the other side of the business to try to kind of cut costs. We try to really evaluate what's the best way to put an artist out while making the biggest deep pack for the best dollar. But it's possible, you know. I do feel like it's important for record labels nowadays to really try to recoup money back, if anything, and try to make money so they can continue to work for the artist. So, you know, they do deserve it. But in the past, I know that at the end, sometimes, depending on what the artist in the situation is, it's brought issues to the artist that are way bigger. So that needs to be what can record companies do to maybe slim the costs down while still giving the artists what they really need to actually excel and get larger in the industry.
Wow, you just loaded with knowledge, man. You look like you just ready, fired to go. How many years you said you've been into this business? Because you sound like a serious seasoned vet right now.
Well, I mean, I started in the industry in 2005, 2006 when I was a junior in college, and my father's been in the music industry for about 40 years, and seeing my father as a musician, my father's a jazz guitarist out of D.C., seeing my father go through what he went through, I decided to, while I was in college, take the whole thing by the ball, so to speak, and really kind of begin to learn. And I put myself in a position. So really it's been 2005, 2006 since I've been in the industry. So that's not really a whole lot of time, but in the time that I've been, I still, you know, I've learned some things. And I've also been fortunate and blessed enough to meet some incredible individuals. I'm a part of association called the National Association of Black Female Executives in Music and Entertainment. I'm a part of the National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences, which is the Grammy, the Washington, D.C. chapter. So I just try to really stay up to date that's the whole thing. This music industry has totally flipped.
Yes, it has. It is totally flipped, and be honest with you, it got the industry on their toes. Look, we'll be back in a minute. Let's definitely chime back in on this, and I want you to just keep it locked and loaded right here. Tonight we definitely got a wonderful, powerful guest on with us. Her name is Singleton Newman, and we also have Kovan. Kovan, I'm sorry, I don't remember the last name. If you would remind me, please.
Baldwin.
Kovan Baldwin, he's also has tuned in to chime in on this topic with us tonight. We'll be back in a moment, so y'all stay with us, keep it locked. We'll be back on the other side. We're going to listen to a little bit of, I'll go to commercial break and listen to a little bit of music.
Already Gear is ready to handle all of your promotional needs. If you are ready to see your name in lights, that's what we do. We bring your vision to life. We custom imprint t-shirts for churches, schools, family reunions, graduations, and teams. In fact, any and all kinds. We can actually create whatever you have in mind. We have great specials and discount rates just for you. We're Already Gear, where your image matters. Please call us at 214-333-0180. That's 214-333-0180 and ask for Diane. We're always giving you valuable information on time. This is the Hip Hop National Radio conference call and feedback line.
Industry professionals, have you been looking for an outlet to get your music heard? Hip Hop National Radio and HipHopNational.com, your digital service provider to get the best music first. Pop, rock, jazz, R&B, gospel, and etc. All genres of music with a hip-hop twist. This is your chance to get it first and stay on top of the competition. HipHopNational.com is for you. Log on now.
Gospel, hip-hop, pop, R&B, calling all genres of music. Hip Hop National Radio is ready to give you the chance of a lifetime with our Flyers on Fire Street Connect campaign. Hip Hop National Radio, in conjunction with Poetic Inc., is gearing up for a promotional campaign that will sweep the nation. Flyers on Fire Street Connect campaign. Yes. Hip Hop National is taking your music to the streets in all the major cities across America. Wait, there's more. Flyers on Fire campaign will go viral as well, attacking all the major social networks, Twitter, MySpace, Facebook, and more. The Flyers on Fire campaign is designed for you, the artist, to hit many major markets to promote your music at the fraction of the cost. Hip Hop National Radio is all about teaching you how to take your music from the studio to the bank. Our mission is to assist you in spreading the good news about your music while making a profit. Get in now. Log on to HipHopNationalRadio.com. Remember, promotions are the key to making your project a success. Hip Hop National Radio has the network to take your project to the next level. Our packages start at $85. Call 954-461-3398. That's 954-461-3398 for more details.
This song goes out to all the women who are or has been in a bad relationship.
Oh,
there are still good men,
yeah,
who understand,
yeah,
your pain.
You in a relationship, but you still feel alone. And you're tired of being ignored. You try to tell them how you feel. You've been cussing and fussing and acting out, but he's still not listening to you. Your mind take a leave, but your heart says no. But girl, all I wanna say,
you take care of home. You still love him even though he
back. Too many years, so many tears. Cause I love you and he needs you. For the kids, for the family, gotta make a happy home. Yeah. Hoping that change will come. You picture a brighter day. You love them with all your heart, but your mind begins to change. You fighting for this love. All your friends say to leave, but your heart is so conceived. But baby, I know you love him.
Radio conference call and feedback line. I am Al Poetic Williams. I'm holding it down for Lady Di, Pebbles, and Maya Morris, Lady Working High Ground. I want to let y'all know that song was by H-Town. I appreciate you, and I dedicate that to you ladies. I appreciate you for all that you do. You guys go hard in the paint. Love what you do here on Hip Hop National Radio. Before we went to the break, we were talking about the 360 record deal. Is it a deal or no deal? Well, we're going to keep on diving into the topic. We got our expert guests with us tonight. That's Singleton Newman and Kovan. And we also have Chi-Town. He'll be coming in a few seconds. I'm going to open the mic back to Singleton. We're going to ask her, what did you think of that song, I Appreciate You by H-Town?
Wow, classic H-Town. I remember when they came out, like, knocking the boots, but I was a little too young for that. But, yeah, I love that. That's just a genuine piece of good. That's good old, like, scrumptious, yummy R&B music, like, you know what I mean? Like, I miss H-Town, you know what I mean? There's a lot of groups I miss, but it was a great song.
It's funny you say yummy because they got another song called Mr. Pac-Man, Yummy, 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 Yummy.
Seriously?
I got to play it because it's just that you brought that right up to my attention. I just thought it was a next song. But anyway, let me go over to the line. 773-320. If you would, please state your name, where you're calling from, and give us your opinion of that song, rated from 1 to 10 fourths. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, the shutdown. I had about 3-6 called in about that.
Okay, what do you think of that song that just went on by H-Town?
Oh, 10, you know, they're classic.
They're classic, right, yeah. I just wanted to know. I'm going to go to the line some more. Kovan.
Yep.
Fine, if you would, please go ahead and tell us what you think of the H-Town tune that just went on.
Oh, yeah. I really enjoyed it. I'm definitely a big fan. I really enjoy, like, you know, the old school R&B and stuff like that. I kind of miss that style of music or whatever.
Hey, but you got the talent to help bring it back, man. Later on, hopefully in the show that you give us, we hope that you give us a sample of those vocals. But you got a lot going on in your background.
Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna shut your mic off for now, okay?
But we're all right.
Hey, if you got something that you want to say, and you got some input, just press the number one. Okay? All right.
No problem.
240-535. Would you like to chime in and tell us what you think about that song that H Town just dropped? I appreciate you.
I mean, I like it a lot more than the R&B that's out today with the singers sound like rappers. At least they being genuine with their music and how they feel.
Yeah. Okay. What's your rating on that from 1 to 10?
1 to 10, I give it a 10.
Oh, okay. H-Town sound like they're getting a 10 all the way through. Okay, thanks a lot, man. Appreciate that. If you got a question or a statement that you'd like to, or some input you want to put on this topic tonight, all you have to do is press the number one. If you're listening in by the chat room, just call us at 213-559-2995. That's 213-559-2995. And for those who are listening by phone, if you want to join us in our chat room, just go to www.blogtalkradio.com/hiphopnationalradio. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/hiphopnationalradio. You got Lady, I'm going to say you got Myra J holding it down in the chat room for us tonight. Join us. And you got myself is in the chat room as well holding it down. So definitely join us there. I'm going to go back. And I want to ask you, Pebbles, because I didn't get your opinion of that. What's your opinion of that H-Town tune? I appreciate you.
Well, you know, R&B is that's my genre of choice, and I definitely love these new joints that H-Town has out. So I give it a 10.
Man, look like H-Town is on their way back into the forefront, of course, to Hip Hop National Radio.
I'm actually waiting for Jodeci to make their return, honestly. I don't know about anybody else. Jodeci.
You think
Casey and JoJo can get it together?
Man, they should.
they should get it together. I think that would be a phenomenal situation if they brought Jodeci back. I mean, they're on the cusp of trying to get themselves as Casey and JoJo as just a duo back together. Because you can imagine if you get Casey, JoJo, Devon, and Devontae on a tour. Oh, and
Casey fried up his chops. He can't sing anymore the same. I'm just saying. And that's just that's Pebble's opinion. That's not Hip Hop National Radio, but Casey's chops are fried up.
Wow.
Hey, JoJo is quick, though.
What was that?
I said JoJo still has it, though.
Oh, yeah. I really think.
I think JoJo still has it. It's just, you know, KC was the lead, though, you know. So I don't know, him and Devontae. So I don't know. I think that would be interesting. If they could pull it off, I would love it. But I was definitely a fan. I just, when I heard KC sing, my heart dropped.
I feel you.
I mean, when I didn't hear, how was it? Could you give me the news on that? Because really, I don't even know what 411 is on that one. What happened with JoJo? KC.
You said you don't know what?
Drugs happened to JoJo. That's what happened.
Oh, really?
Drugs.
That's why I said they're burned up.
No, but what I'm saying is I didn't know his vocals had them decline like that. Wow.
Yeah, he doesn't have it anymore. I mean, you know, no shade to the brother, but the drug use is evident when he gets to try to do those runs.
Okay. All right, guys. I'm gonna go back into the topic. The 360 record, Deal or No Deal. As stated before, the industry has taken a turn of events due to the internet technology. Technology has consumed record sales, and record sales has plummeted, and now. For record industry, they're trying to regain their feedback by signing artists to a 360 deal. Now the question is it fair? Do you feel that a 360 deal would be fair to you as an upcoming artist? Maybe let's just say if you was a Jay-Z or Madonna who got signed to Live Nation, it probably wouldn't affect your pocket as much. They use them too as like models to be in this 360 deal to make it attractive to the up and coming. For an up and coming artist who's just getting his feet into the door, is there an advantage to it or a disadvantage to it? That question is for you, Singleton. What do you think?
So if I understand your question right, are you asking is it beneficial more to the beginner artist or versus the veteran, already popular artist?
That is my question. I should have made it as clear as you did, but yes, that's the question.
Let me start on the veteran side of things or the popular side of things. When Jay-Z and Madonna did their big deals with Live Nation, they pretty much solidified a whole lot of money in their pocket on top of what they already have. Now, keep in mind, you know, both of them had, you know, at minimum, I mean, well, Madonna more, but Jay-Z, you know, at least 10 years of solid, strong record sales under their belt before taking that opportunity. And even then, they have a say-so. Like you said, some 360 deals are negotiable. They have a say-so in their likeness, their branding, and pretty much where Live Nation comes in is they come in when it comes to the touring part of it, like I said, which is the biggest money maker for the two big money makers for artists, the songwriting and the touring. Which is where they go. Now, for beginner artists, maybe an independent artist, an upcoming artist, if you do not have a fan base, which I'm sure we can talk about on another show, if you don't have a fan base that's going to purchase, support, and rally for your music, your merchandising and stuff like that, then, you know, how can you even get the money up? It's not going to really work for you. Zero plus zero, zero and zero is zero. I work with a lot of artists right now, and artists that I associate with or I know of and I speak to, you know, they talk about they want to get paid when they do their gigs and so forth and so on, a whole lot of money, but then they can't even fill up a club, a small hole-in-the-wall club. So you can imagine if a 360 deal was put towards an artist like that, ain't nothing possible. Nothing's going to happen.
You make a good point with that, because the truth is, a lot of these young, I mean, they say they're the best thing since sliced bread, but when you go to when you do go to their events got nothing popping. And
oh
and,
my goodness, you should see the foolishness in the DMV area. You know what I mean? You probably seen it. You know, before, you know, I'm talking to us preaching to the choir, as they say, but, you know, it's like you cannot expect, you know, the level of delusion when it comes to upcoming artists is incredible. That's why I tell artists when I consult them, I said, if you do not get the right people on your team, I said, it's about 40 to 50 people that run Jay-Z's life. There's probably the same amount of people that run Lil Wayne's life. You just because you see him, you don't see the 20 to 30 other people that make his business, that run the house that is Lil Wayne. Just him. That's not even Cash Money or a Young Money situation. That's just him as an individual, from the A to the B, from the drivers to the barbers, from the people that pick out his clothes to the people that are just standing by him to be his personal assistant. But with the 360 deal, just to get back to the point, once again, if artists don't build a foundation, that's the key in this thing. If you have a foundation, could it work for you? Absolutely. That's why it works for somebody at this point, like Madonna or Jay-Z. But keep in mind, that 360 portion is for when they do their touring. They're going to recoup their money on record sales because their stuff from 10, 15 years ago is, you know, people are still picking it up one way or the other. But as of right now, for Jay-Z or Madonna, even a Justin Bieber, who's relatively new but ultimately popular, it might work out for him too. But, you know what I mean, you got 1.5 million people behind you at that point. But for the artists in the beginning, they have to stop and really be smart.
Yes, I agree. With no further ado, I have a caller with his hand raised, and that is Chi-Town. Chi-Town, you now have the floor. What's your take on the 360? You look like you're ready, fired away to really dig in on this topic with that question that we just stated. Is it advantageous? Is it more advantageous for the celebrity or the up and coming?
I think the 360 deal is a great deal if the record company is going to release your album and have a tour set up for you. I say this because the major record companies are in with the major television networks, and that means that you could get more endorsement deals than being independent. That's more money in your pocket. If you really think about it, yeah, a 360 deal out of everything from your tours to your record sales, you're getting 34%. Now, that may be 34 cent a record. That may be 34% off of each tour date that you do. And if you become real popular and you have a lot of confidence in your record and they're going to release it, then you're going to end up making millions of dollars anyway. It gets down also to the music. If you feel that your music is good enough, I think a 360 deal is excellent, because if you're not spending any money out of your pocket and all you do is bring in the talent and the record company is basically promoting you, I think it's great.
Well, my question would be then, on top of that, hello?
Yes.
You got the floor.
My question would be then after that, and I hear what he's saying as well, is then where do you draw the fine line as an artist moves on in their career? When do they say, okay, well, now I think I should have, you know, a little less rope around my neck?
Well, the thing is that
I'm gonna have to ask you to speak up, Chi-Town, because you're in the chat room. I was just nudged, and they was telling me that they can't hear you. So I just want to definitely tell you, yes, we can hear you now. And do me a favor, because you know, I don't want to do you any injustice. Please tell us who you are and who you represent, so our audience can connect with you. Go ahead, sir.
Oh, well, I'm just going by Chicago and Chi-Town, you know, just listening to the subject, and I thought it was very interesting. And just wanted to put in my take on it. And
okay.
I think
and you're doing a very good job. Speak up, though. Speak up, bro.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I just think
like that. There you go.
Yeah, I think that is it's definitely a good deal if you are a up-and-coming artist that don't have the financing backing and you want the record company to do all the work and to getting you on BET, MTV, getting your music out to the radio station, promoting you. I think 34%, because I think that's really what you're going to make on a 360s deal, is an excellent deal. Now, it comes down to you as an artist. Are you really confident and know that your music is going to sell? If your music is going to sell, you're going to end up making millions of dollars anyway. Now, I know mostly the 360 deals are usually 7-album deals. Now, that's up to you when you want to draw the line and say, well, I sold 5 million units or 5 million downloads of that record. I think by the end of your second album, that should be where you draw your line and say, look, you know, I sold 5 million records of my first album, and I sold 5 million of my second. So I think that's where you need to draw the line and say you need more money.
What you think about that, Singleton?
I'm very knowledgeable, and I think that, you know, you're right. I mean, what I can say is, again, it's on the artist. It's the responsibility is on the artist to really work their record. You know, one thing that a lot of people say is men lie, women lie, the numbers don't lie. So if an artist can show that they've had some success, even with a 360 deal, as they can show that they've gotten some good numbers, you know, more opportunities or another opportunity can be presented to them where they can then transcend from that deal and do something else. Because even the 360 deal at one point comes to an end, so that they can maybe either, one, renegotiate with the company or choose another company that's going to give them more, more publishing rights to their, or, you know, where they can work something out. So I feel like, you know, there is some truth. My skepticism when it comes to the 360 deal is how it can impact a person in the artist from in the long range.
I think if it depends on you. If you are a good hustler, if you are a Percy Miller, a Master P, where you know you can get out here and you got a good hustle, where you can have you got a little money and you can campaign your own music, and you can sign up to a CD Baby, and you make $7 off of each record you sell, and you sell 10,000 units, and you make $70,000, and you keep reinvesting into your record and keep promoting and promoting, and that's you. You're doing all the grunt work. You're doing all the work yourself. But if you just want to be an artist and you want the majors to do all the work, I think a 360 is a great deal, because if they release your record and they have a tour lined up for you, because that means that your record is going to get out there. You're going to do a tour, so you got to get it out to the audience. That might lead into more endorsement deals, because usually the networks and the corporations are in with the major record companies. That will lead to artists getting endorsement deals, sneaker deals, clothing deals. That's more money in your pocket.
You make a great point, man. Great point. What you got to say, Singleton? Seem like you're ready to fire on
now. I mean, he hit it right on the head. It's about the hustle and the artist. A lot of artists that I've seen are they don't really have the hustle. So, you know, where I'm from, a lot of people are comfortable staying in their within the state or staying within their region musically, and there's nothing wrong with regional music, you know, but it comes to a point where a person's talent can and will transcend, and so they have to learn how to deal with the industry on a bigger scale, an international scale, so then it turns into the hustle. So, and then from there, it really will bring, more income, because really it comes to a point where artists hit the ceiling in their hometown.
Yes, and I agree with you, and like you were saying before, it's about building your brand, and that's what artists need to understand. Once you create a name for yourself, you need to build everything around that name. And once you build everything around that name and start getting that name out there, usually you really get real popular on the underground. Usually the major record companies are going to come to you because they're saying, well, this person is building their brand, and all we can do, we can take this to the next level and get millions of people to see this person on MTV because they already have it built. They already got this brand built, so it's not too much more we have to do. And you already have the music and everything. So really the record companies now are not developing artists. They want you to come with the package, and then they sign you, and they put you out there. Because they cut back now. The record companies, the major record companies, cut back of their income by having developing artists. So they want you already with the package.
And they're doing layoffs and everything as well. The economy for the record industry definitely been hit. Now the question is, who's handling that responsibility? You. Am I correct?
That's right.
Yeah, I agree with you. In 2007, I had the really big pleasure of meeting record executive Shanti Dawes, who was VP of marketing at Universal at the time. And she has a fabulous book out that everybody needs to read now. And I'll try to post it to your a link to her about her book to your page, so you can check it out. When I met her, she had said something that was kind of shocking to me. And what she said was, she said she was on a panel at a conference that I was at, and she said at the panel, she said, I have to put out the new Ashanti record, and I don't know how I'm going to do it because we don't got no money. I said, and my kid said, what? How you? This is somebody. She's like, I don't know how we're going to do it. Well, needless to say, 6 months later, that CD came out, and it flopped. Record labels are losing money, and this is a major label. For an artist that had, on her first effort, done pretty well, it was an eye-opener to me at the time to have her sit there and then say, we don't have any money. I don't know how we're going to do it.
Now, if it was me, if a major came to me, say, we would like to sign your 360 deal, this is what I would present to them. I would say, well, since you're going to, you're cutting me down to $500,000 in promotion, this is what I would like for you to do. I want a straight digital distribution deal. So that means that you're not going to be able to have to pay for the duplication of CDs and the packaging. So that's going to eliminate $500,000 there, because if the record company is paying the distributor, the maker of CDs, which is CDs that are out of date now, $500,000 to print up a million copies of records, I would tell that record company, look, don't do that. I want a straight digital distribution deal from you guys. You take that $500,000, you keep it to yourself, you give me an extra $200,000 of that for my promotion. We do a straight digital distribution deal where all my music is being sold on Apple, iTunes, Amazon, all the digital download sites, and you're using the rest of that money as promotion. So really the record company then is saving money because they don't have to print up CDs, which is costing them $500,000 to print up a million CDs of your record and ship them to the stores that are left. Now, that's the deal. I will come to them as a 360 deal, say, look, I want a straight digital distribution deal from you guys.
Man,
wow.
I got to say to you, tonight you are locked and loaded listening to Hip Hop National Radio. We're listening to two powerful guests, definitely putting it down. We got Chi-Town on the phone, and we also have Singleton Newman. And together, I mean, they're making this discussion very hot, very hot. Which brings me up to our what we normally do at this time. I just want to propose the question. Are we doing hot topics tonight? Pebble.
Is she on mute?
No. Pebble, you were talking on mute.
I was talking on mute too.
Will we be doing hot topics tonight? She must be talking on mute. I'm telling you. See, they thought it was my habit. It's their habit. Anyway, if we're not going to talk on it, I do want to say this. Have anybody heard about Chris Brown losing his Rolex at a concert during his performance on MTV Music Awards?
He
lost a $2,000 diamond encrusted watch.
But he got it back, though. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, he got it back. He got it back by this girl named Alicia. She went and gave it back. Real honest girl. I mean, $22,000 is a lot of money. Thank God that she was honest enough to actually grab it and give it back. She got it back to the bodyguard. And then after hearing that, Chris Brown, he said, you know, he took her backstage, gave her a night that she would not forget, and she hooked up with some great tickets to the Music Center. Reports TMZ, just to let you know where I'm getting this news from, and took them back onto some backstage passes. I'm not typically on the hot topics, but I just thought I'll, you know, brush over it and see what you guys thought about that tonight. Also, I was reading earlier about Beyonce, you know, following her daddy's example, and they said Beyonce is taking it easy on singing and dancing, and she's pregnant. The superstar is looking to expand her repertoire as a businesswoman and label head. Following after her father's Matthew Knowles example. And she's going to be going by his playbook and begins shepherding new acts while she's been under her pregnant times. What do you guys think of that?
In regard to Beyonce, I think she just looks absolutely beautiful. And I'm really excited about
I'm sure they're being excited about somebody else's pregnancy. but, you know, if she feels good and she can get up there and shake her groove thing and sing at the same time, then God bless her. You know, I know she's going to, it's going to hurt her to have to slow all the way down, but, you know, she doesn't seem to like prioritize and not to completely come to a stop.
No, she's stepping up to the plate to be a businesswoman signing new acts as the label head.
According
wow.
to
Wow.
That's
awesome.
That's just, yeah. I think that's awesome. So, I mean, that's how she's going to spend her pregnant days, and that's how she plans to do that for a while. Another one, 50 Cent. Y'all remember 50 Cent was reached to... He was into court for some legal issues for that movie that they did called I Self-Destruct. It was a guy named Shadrach Winstead accused 50% of stealing his film concept from his autobiography entitled The Preacher's Son. Well, he didn't have enough supporting evidence to say that he 50% infringed on his lawsuit. So the judge agreed with 50 Cent and they dismissed the case. What do you guys think of that? You think it was empowered by money? Or, and I'm asking you this, Shatown, do you think it was a legitimate situation where they just dropped? Shatown, you with me, bro? I think Shatown must be talking on mute because the brother's mind wide open with him. But that's all right, brother. It happens to the best of us. What do you think about that, Singleton? Is anybody with me?
Hello?
Yes. That's okay. That's okay. Well, that's gonna end my little brief moments with hot topics. I just thought I'll take the floor and run it by the handle tonight because typically my co-hosts they're going hard in the paint and they're having to handle this but tonight they both deserve a break. So tonight I'm giving them that break. Getting back into the topic. Just before we get back into the topic, we do have to pay some bills here. If you guys would just stay with us and be with us, it would be short and brief. And I'll see you guys on the other side. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio, conference call and feedback line.
Big T Studios, located inside Big T Bazaar in Sunnyside, Dallas, Texas. We have everything you need to take your career to the next level. If you need studio time, new beats, CD graphics, even video production, this is your one-stop shop. At only $25 an hour, Big T Studio gives you the industry-standard quality at an affordable rate. Please call Big T Studios at 214-296-7817. That's 214-296-7817. This is your one and only stop to platinum. Tell my boy KB Lady Di sent you from Hip Hop National Radio, conference call and feedback line.
Hip Hop National Radio presents KO with their smash single, Cry Wolf, Cry Wolf. Mean Girls.
Nah, 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 boo, boo, he chose the ugliest duckling over you. He stole your boyfriend.
Photoshop. Original.
Back in the day, the music had played. Look at you now, you know you shouldn't pay.
Original. Cry Wolf, Mean Girls, Photoshop, Original. All hot songs from KO. To hear more from KO, that's KAYO. Visit online at KOBlowKisses.com. It's a one-stop shop to get all the hits and info from KO. KO, Cry Wolf.
You know what?
It's your boy Pit Boss, Cash Gorilla Records. I'm all about supporting the WEW Foundation, which is a non-profit organization for the battered and abused women, men, and children in all communities. Now I want y'all to call in and request my hot new single, Do It Big, and big ups to Hip Hop National Radio, and keep it locked right here. It's your boy Pit Boss.
HipHopNational.com. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio Conference Call and Feedback Lines. It's your boy Poetic holding it down for Lady Di, Pebbles, and Myra Morris, who's always working hard in the background. Tonight we're digging in. We're talking about the 360 record deal. Is it a deal or no deal? We got our wonderful expert guest who's really bringing it down, putting it down hard in the paint tonight. We got Singleton Newman, and now we have Chi-Town. And we coming up, we definitely will be having our boy Kovan. He'll be coming back, and he said he's ready to sing, but he said he's on his way home. He'll be back into his home in a minute, and he coming locked and loaded, ready to sing for us tonight. So anyway, we are talking about the 360 deal, and my question is, what income is on the table? What are the numbers? What are they talking about when they talk about a 360 deal? And you got to know, that's the language you need to go in and ask them. What do you think about that, Singleton, as far as putting it all out on the table, what it is that they're trying to get from you? Don't you think the artists need to lay out the details? The artist or the label has to lay out the details of what they want on that 360 deal up front before signing. Don't you think? Singleton, you with me? Well, as you know, that question will automatically... Okay. So what do you think? Did you hear the question?
Yes, I did. I heard the question. All the cards, I mean, the artists, the cards need to be face up on the table, which I know it's like, are cards really face up on the table at all when it comes to artists? We don't know. But what I can say is this. All the artists need to find out and actually be adamant and upfront with record labels to say, okay, I want this many cents on the dollar per CD sale. I want this, you know, I want this of my, I want merchandising or tour sales, or I want my personal appearances, my television and, you know, radio appearances or whatever, if there's any money involved in that. You know, all of those things need to be, I mean, artists really just kind of need to be gangster with these record labels, seriously. They need to go hard and just say, hey, you know, this is what is acceptable and this is what's not acceptable. But then they have to understand they can't talk all that junk and then not back it up with the work.
I totally agree with that. And if they can't do it themselves, they probably need somebody who's strong enough to represent them in that manner. They need to get a consultant or a manager to actually do that negotiating, who would definitely go hard for them. What do you think about that? Yeah, what do you think about that, Chi-Town?
Well, 360 deal. I will come in and say I want 34% of my masters, my publishing, gross sales, the record sales, 34% of the tour money. If I get endorsement deals, 34%. 34% of everything bring in gross, from touring, endorsement, to TV, to record sales, to masters, to publishing. 34%. So, you know, you're making 34% of everything that you bring in. And I think that's a great salary.
Yeah, definitely. If you, you know, I mean, I feel you see a lot of people shy away from it, but really, most of those people who talk about, oh man, I'm not going to sign a 360 deal, 9 times out of 10, reality is they don't have those budgets, the big time budgets to move themselves out there and become a real household brand. Well, that's the one credit that I have to give the music industry on, you know, the big four. They have the power behind it. If you are destined to be a household name, they have the power. They have it in numbers. They influence radio, major scale, to get you out and broadcast you everywhere simultaneously.
That you're exactly right, Nate. They can put your brand in front of 30 million people on TV, yeah, on the radio, and that's going to guarantee you sales. And definitely, if your music is good, guarantee you sales. So, I mean, you're going to make money no matter what. I mean, of course, they're going to make the bulk of the money, but they're doing bulk of the work, you know. So, to me, as an artist, being an artist, you're not trying to be too much on the business side of it and do all the grunt work. I think 34% is a great piece. You know, I always say get a piece of it. So you can't get all of it. Get a piece.
Shawtown, I got to put you on the spot, man. Tell the truth, man. You working for the major label. You came on the show tonight to defend them. Tell the truth.
No,
go ahead, brother. You can tell them.
No, but if any major labels this or major record companies listening, they can always get at me, you know. And
get at it, brother, huh?
Get at me. I'm always open to talk for business, you know. The money you're talking about is right. I'll definitely do some consulting or something for them.
Well, I tell you what, Shatan, you definitely stay on deck and give me a call, man. And just this is for our listeners, for the listeners' purpose. My number directly is 954-461-3398. We are a consulting company. This 360 deal, we don't have that in our camp, because we're not a record label on that side. I do have a record label, but we're not pushing that. It's a publishing company. We have consulting. We have a magazine, just to let you know. We have formulated this formula to help music artists get themselves out there in front of industry players. On our show, we have a lot of the major industry influence coming right on the show, often airing A&R music, looking for talent on our show. So this is a good place to be, Monday through Friday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central, and 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, and 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Those are our new times. Guys, I stumble because I'm going to tell you the truth. I am not as fluent as the dynamic Lady Di and Pebbles. But tonight I had to step up to the plate. And it was my time to bat. So I had to do it, and I'm trying to do the best that I can. So y'all bear with me. If you can't stand it, just call me. Let me know, 954-461-3398. That's my direct number. Advertise yourself. Get yourself out there in the forefront. We got some reasonable rates in our magazine today. And if you act now, we also are having a Jam It or Slam It competition. It's right now. It's an affordable for everybody to get involved. The fee is $25. It's a registration fee, so we can process your music. We're asking for your bio, a picture of you, and your information, your personal contact information. All you have to do is go to hiphopnationalradio.com. You look at, you'll see twinkling back and forth the Jam It or Slam It badge on the right of the page. It's a good time to get your music launched off. We have some great packages that we're giving away to the winner. It's over $2,500 in gifts and prizes to the winners. We're going to have a total of 12 winners. The first three prizes is going to get the best, you know, the best of the bunch. I think it's a $1,300 prize that we're actually giving away. But I'm just telling you, stay, keep it locked and loaded here on Hip Hop National Radio. We got a lot to come. And, yes, the time has changed, and hopefully it serves better for everybody on all coasts from coast to coast. So just wanted to say that while I had the floor. I'm going to open up the floor. We do have a hand raised, and then we'll get back into the topic. 909, please state your name, where you're calling from. Do you have a question or comment for our panelists?
Yeah, this is Derek Damien.
Derek Damien, how you doing, brother?
I'm good, brother. You too, my brother. You too. Yeah, it's been a minute. I've just been, you know, busy handling business. I had just a question because I don't know too much about the topic.
Okay, great.
But,
go ahead. Shoot.
Okay, the 360 deal, are there major labels willing to give that right now? Is that what that is? Because they get a piece of everything, and because, you know, the record sales is not as good as it used to be. So they're stepping in with promotions and distribution deals and all that stuff. And TV, radio, voiceovers, whatever, they're going to put their hand in. Do we, if we go for that deal, I mean, are they giving that out more than like a major record deal? Because I know at this point it's probably next to impossible to get a major record deal, but a 360 deal would have a major label behind it. Or did I go too long?
Could you simplify your question just a little bit?
Yeah, no, I was basically saying that is it easier to get a 360 deal right now than get a major recording contract?
Well, the major record companies are giving 360 deals.
They are? Okay.
Yes, and it's easier to get a 360 deal right now than a 50% contract from a major record company. The major record company will hurry up and sign you to a 360 deal. Now, the only thing, though, with that, you may only get $50,000 on that deal, so that wouldn't be a good deal. Now, if you sat down with them and, you know, you want to sign a 360 deal to make sure this album is coming out, then that would be a great deal.
Man, I want to thank you for holding it down for me, man, because I actually was kicked off. So continue doing what you was doing.
Oh, I appreciate that. Was that Chi-Town? And I had it. So 34, so I heard you say earlier 34%. So I guess that would be a good negotiation price to go for that 360 deal. Okay, so they're giving, at least they're giving something. I thought it was completely dead. You know, I thought it was all, not completely dead, but I thought it was a lot harder, you know, to get in your music out there, you know, with the major.
They're not giving it out as easy as it sounds, to be honest with you.
I know it's.
I would definitely say you got to have created a track record. You have to be in kind of, you need it to be created some kind of exposure to behind you to let them know that you exist, and not only do you exist, that you're a dynamic performer, you're a dynamic talent in more ways than one, because they're looking at the full scale. They want to see if you have the ability to go into action. They want a piece of that. They want to know if you have the ability to go into branding and really getting your product on, your name out here, there, and everywhere. Because, you know, look at Puffy now, Puffy and Jay-Z now, how they've gone into getting into fashion. They got into liquor, you know, perfumes and, you know, all these various items. That's what they want part of now. And sometimes you have to ask the question, do they really deserve that? If you could do it yourself. Like, see, if I was a Jay-Z, a Madonna, I got to be honest with you, that wouldn't be so attractive to me when I could do it on my own.
Right.
But if I was the up and coming, to me it would be more attractive for that reason. But yeah, go ahead, sir.
All right, and Chantel said they get like 50,000. Yeah, that's what I heard too. Vlogger, a while back, that 50,000 would be like upfront money, but you got to pay that money back. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yes, that is
correct.
Okay.
They do recoup, and they do expect to have their money good, money back, and they some way somehow. So you keep in mind that upfront money is actually the expectation is that you not go out and spend it on, buying like all this buying like frivolous stuff. That you use that money as, backup money for your recording of your album or to get the extra knickknacks you need to make your marketing promotions the best it can be, not to get some, new chains or whips or things like that.
I appreciate that. Yeah, that's true. I mean, that a lot of people will probably abuse that and spend it in a couple of weeks and then have to pay it back. And I think also to give you that money, as a token of, it's like a loan, but they do, like you said, they do want it back according to your sales or whatever they get there. If they get their money back, and then they kind of pay that back to you. I mean, not pay it back to you. I guess what I want to say is they give you the money hoping that you'll make over that amount and can pay that money back. Did I say that right? Okay.
You have the mindset, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate it. Just had a couple questions. I kept hearing about the 360 deal, even before Brother Poetic told me about it. I saw it online. But it seems like that'd be like a major option, unless you're such a dynamic independent artist that you can do it on your own, then you won't need them to come to you.
That's what I always tell artists that they need to do. I tell artists all the time, make yourself undeniable. Already come with the fans. Already come with the buzz. Because if you come with the fans, you come with the buzz, you come with the strength, the record label might be like, we can put all this stuff behind you, because you really need it. You don't look as desperate.
Mm-hmm. Right. And yeah, because that's what they want. They want a desperate person that don't know much about the business, and they'll just run you into the ground. You pay back. You got next thing you know, you got to pay back $1 million. So I want to appreciate it. Give a shout out. I'm loving the show. I'm loving the
all
show.
Right.
It's the
time of the show that, guys, that we got to pay some bills, but instead I'm paying some bills. I want to do something special for you guys. Derek Damon, you might want to participate because I know you want to be kind of vocalist too. But I was going to start off with, I wanted to give this guy a shot. I love hearing dynamic vocals, man. So I'm just going to open up to Kovan. You with me? And you ready to fire away or what? Kovan? Going once? Going twice?
Wait.
Wait, what?
You're not saying me, right?
I was talking to Kovan. He probably talked to
okay.
me, man. But now I'm talking to you, Derek. Do you want to have the floor and show these guys, show these labels, show these people that are on our line tonight what you made of?
Yeah, I was singing a little bit from one of my songs that I written. wasn't prepared, but
gotta always be prepared.
Right, right. I'm glad to see this side of you. No limit to the things we'll do. Every secret thought you have will come true tonight. I'll kiss you soft while touching your face. You call my name as we embrace. Baby, I'm ready to go to that special place. Ecstasy is you and me. Never felt so good. Girl, I misunderstood the level we could take this to. Huh? And what you need me to do. Okay. Ooh, you feel so good to touch. Your eyes told me you need it so much. Anything you want me to, let my hands follow through. I feel your sweat pouring on me. I hear your mom calling me, saying, baby, baby, your love is driving me crazy. Thank you very much.
All right, brother. All right. Don't give it all to him, man. You got to give him something to buy. That's what I was trying to tell you.
I thought you told me to give it all to him.
I was telling you, man. You got to give him something. You got to give him something to buy. You know, you got to cheat.
Word.
Kovan, you ready, bro?
Can you hear me?
It's Kovan?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Go ahead, bro. Yeah, I hear you
okay,
now.
Yeah.
I hear you well.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, I just got home, so I was rushing.
All right. You ready to fire?
Yeah, I'm ready.
We just had this brother, Derek, he just put it down, man, so now it's your turn. Go for it.
Okay, all right. I'll see if I can follow up with that. That was really good.
Thanks.
All right. Yeah, no problem. All right. Excuse me, lady. Wanna get to the point, don't wanna hold out. Want you to hear my voice. If it was my choice, I'd be your man, and you would understand why I do what I do. It's so sad, cause I see you going through. Yeah, and I just want you to know, he don't like you like I do. Mixed feelings you got, cause you know I like you. And I know we could be, that's why my mind is going crazy. Oh, just call me anytime, no matter where you are. Just pick up that phone and make that call. I've been waiting all morning, waiting all night. If you feel the need to talk, I'll make you feel right. Call me.
All right, guys. We're going to go to a quick station drop, and then we'll be back, and we're going to be digging back into the top, getting ready to wind down for the evening.
Music Business Talk Radio.
You know what?
You've got it locked and loaded into Hip Hop National Radio. Hip Hop National Radio.
Say what?
Okay, say that one more time, because I don't think they got it.
Hip Hop National. Hip Hop National Radio. Hip Hop National Radio. Now, back to the discussion.
You just heard Derek Damian and Kovan Baldwin. They just put it down, dropped their vocals for us tonight. They gave us the pleasure of hearing their decent tunes, what they're dropping. I'm sure they're going to probably put it in our Jam It or Slam It competition. I'm hoping so, that we now have coming up available. If you guys have not heard, Hip Hop National is really putting it down. We're getting ready to do our Jam at the Slam It competition. We're giving away over $2,500 in gifts and prizes, promotional tools to help you as the music artist and get yourself out there. You can register at www.hiphopnationalradio.com. That's www.hiphopnationalradio.com. On the left-hand side of the page, you will see a flickering of Jam It or Slam It. Enter here. Click there. It will take you to the form. Fill out the form. It will send us your MP3. It'll put you so we can load it and process it into the system. Definitely, you want to get in on this. This is one opportunity you don't want to miss. Okay, now we're going to go back into the topic tonight. We're talking about the 360 record deal. Is it a deal or no deal? We got some powerful guests with us who have tuned in to chime in on this topic with us. We have Singleton Newman, Chi-Town, and we had your boy Colvin Baldwin. And just for a few minutes ago, Derek Damian just asked some very powerful questions. Back into the discussion. So, as we were saying before, that 360 deal, we was talking about what's on the table. And now the question is, should they consult a lawyer before entering such a deal? I'm going to ask that question. I'm going to point it to ladies first. We're going to go to Singleton. Singleton, could you please tell them what you think? You need to consult a lawyer or a consultant or something?
Yes. Any recording artist has
to. You broke up. What did you say, Singleton? Did we lose Singleton? Hello? Singleton, it seems like we lost Singleton in the midst of her statement. So we're going to go take that down to Chi-Town. Chi-Town, what do you think? You think you need to consult a lawyer before entering such a contract?
Well, if you, me personally, I wouldn't. I would tell the record company I need a couple of days to look it over, and I will reread it, keep rereading it, and, you know, ask the record company questions about certain terms, you know, about the contract. Me, no, because me, I would like to cut costs, because once you bring a lawyer into it, the lawyer wants their cut. So, you know, me being a business kind of person, a businessman, I wouldn't bring a lawyer into it. I would negotiate my own deal and read the contract and, you know, ask as many questions as I can to the record company. And if I need a couple of days to read it over, I read it over. I ask the record company, I need a couple of days to read this over. But, no, personally, no, I wouldn't hire a lawyer, no. But if you need to and you feel that you don't feel comfortable reading the terminology of the contract and the breakdown, you don't have time to look up certain terms, then yes, get you a lawyer. But just know that lawyer is going to want his cut.
Yes, but I kind of got to object with that a little bit, because I would say I have to agree with you on definitely looking over the terms and agreements. You say you're a business person. A lot of artists today don't have that business savvy. But I must agree with you on one thing, is to definitely browse over it many times for yourself. But sometimes legal jargon can be twisted. And the ors, the buts, you better watch them carefully, because those conjunctions change the whole meaning of the agreement. You have to know that up front. If you don't know that, definitely you will get lost in the sauce in signing any contract. So that's where I kind of differ from you on that. I have to not totally agree with you on that, Chi-Town, but I don't totally disagree with you. I'm going to say, what do you think about what I just said? What's your input?
Like I said before, if you feel that the terminology for yourself that, you know, you might need a lawyer because you might get lost in a loop on certain terminology, then yes. But me as a person, I'll be in front of that person with the contract, breaking it down, saying, what do you mean by that? By the time that day is up, it'll probably be a new contract on some things crossed out in that contract and reworded in simpler terms. So, you know, it depends on the person, I believe. If you need a lawyer, you need a lawyer. If you don't, if you feel you have the business savvy and you can read it over 3 or 4 times yourself and get the terminology down, then no. Just know that the lawyer is going to want his cut.
Absolutely. And I got to be honest with you. I have hired a lawyer when I felt that in certain things, because at first when I first started out, I was green, and honestly, I hired a lawyer on a lot of things that I had to sometimes go back over myself to make sure it's right. And eventually I started picking up, the more you do something, the better you get. That's just the way it is. That's the way it is. We do have Singleton Newman. She have joined us back, joined back to the discussion. So she's going to definitely give us her take on, do you think you need to be hired consulting a legal attorney in this matter as far as before signing a 360 record deal? Go ahead. You now have the floor, Singleton.
Okay. First, my apologies. My phone died, so now that on some electricity, I had to hook it up. But to get to the question, yes, I do think that a lawyer is needed. Unless the artist themselves has some legal, some illegal background or has enough know-how. But I would recommend a lawyer, even if you do have a legal background and know-how. It's just some things that a lawyer can able to, some terminology that they can see through that can really, and they can break it down to a person. Like I said, you know, Jay-Z has a lawyer, Lil Wayne has a lawyer, all of these people that are successful are on their, or even on a local level, you know, that might be considered C or D artists, they have some sort of representation so that they can, you know, even just get through negotiating, you know, what they're going to get paid for a show, you know, or a smaller situation. So for a record deal, you have to have someone there that knows what they're talking about and knows what they're reading and can decipher whether it's a good decision or a bad decision. So, yes, a lawyer is definitely needed, and I wouldn't sign any contract of that caliber without one, you know, in my service. So
I have to agree with that, to be honest with you. I mean, personally, I like having a lawyer indefinitely in my, in my artillery. So I'll be to fight on my behalf in the event that I need one. I have retained one. But for smaller matters that, you know, you got LegalZoom. LegalZoom can help you on some smaller things that cost you a lot cheaper than hiring some of these lawyers. And that's real. But having a lawyer for the purpose of entertainment, where there's things that you don't understand, I would definitely recommend it. We're going to soon be having a show on attorneys, and we're going to see what an attorney really has. And we're going to definitely do some ball busting to find out why do we need them. So, y'all keep it locked. Keep it locked in here on Hip Hop National, but definitely we're going to give you the advice that you want to hear about this business. While I got the floor, I'm going to open up the mic to 214-431. You now have the floor. Please state your name and where you're calling from.
Hey, this is Drew X calling out of Dallas, Texas. Thank you to the Hip Hop National for the opportunity to speak. I was listening to you to the question, should you have an attorney in the music industry? And so I graduated this business in the music industry. This is what I actually...
I'm going to restate that question to you, Drew. It's should you have a music attorney before signing a 360 deal?
No, necessarily. I mean, this is kind of my field of study, so not necessarily. What you're definitely going to need, though, more than a lawyer, because a lawyer is more of a legal if something goes wrong. You definitely need someone in the music business, a music manager, is the one who will understand all the terminology in your contracts, such as per diems and demo deals, which a lawyer will too, a music attorney. I mean, yeah, a music attorney will too, but I recommend you get a music manager, because a lawyer, he actually won't know what the manager knows. Managers have been in the field and been on the road with the artists and dealing with the record labels for hand in hand, and they'll know more about the terminology and the attorney. He won't. I've seen it many times. But in this music business, for any artist to try to read a contract himself and don't understand, you know, a signing bonus, I'm giving you $50,000 and I will recoup this later, and not understanding what the word recoup means. Recoupment meaning that you're going to pay this $50,000 before you see anything else. And for somebody who don't understand that language, they're going to be in trouble. So I recommend you have a music manager, and a lawyer is more if you have some contract disputes with the record label.
Well, that's a good perspective, but I'll say you better have a reputable music manager, because hiring somebody as a music manager can't just have to know that manager's track record, and you got to know right. The longevity of, you know, his knowledge. And I'd say like this: if you're gonna take any representation, you need to. My opinion is, if you're gonna take anybody representation, do some research on who they are, and
right.
what they've done in this industry, and who's they connected with, because network. Is your network. Go ahead.
Right. Can I state one other thing? If a new artist, try not to take a manager out of the record label, because a manager out of the record label is just like a court-appointed attorney. He actually going to be representing that company. If they try to give you one of their managers, and one of these, which they will, they'll try to give you a manager. But you say, hey, you know, like you said, I got to go find me someone different in your company, because that manager works for that label. So remember that's a good old trick that a lot of them do. They say, yeah, we got management, we got this, and they keep it all in the family, and they keep you controlled. So like you said, make sure you find somebody credible, but I recommend you stay away from the record label management team, because they represent the record label.
I want to say this. We mentioned 360 deal, and they give you $50,000 up front money. Me, I'm just letting people know out there, do not sign that deal. If they're only giving you $50,000, that means they're not believing in your project, and your project is not going to go anywhere. You're going to end up owing that $50,000 back. If you did want to just sign you to a 360 deal for $50,000, leave the table, because at that point, you really can just do it on your own. $50,000 is no money. When they start moving into a quarter million dollars or half a million dollars for your project, that means your project is on move. They're going to invest into your project. That means you're going to have a music video. You're going to have airplay. You're going to your album's going to get released. You're going to have a tour lined up. If you're signing a 360 deal for $50,000, that's a bad deal. Do not sign that deal.
All right. I'm going to go around the table, because I'm going to tell you guys, we're getting ready to run out of time. And before I do it, I want to get everybody last minute point of view of tonight's topic. And I'm going to start with the ladies first, because we got one lady on the line right now, and that's Singleton Newman. Singleton Newman, you now have the floor. Tell us who you are, what you represent. Tell them how they can get in contact with you, minus your phone number. Please do not give your phone number out over the air. But you could give them a website. Do so.
Okay,
no problem.
Tell
them how they can stay in touch with you. And also tell us what you thought about tonight's topic. Go for it. You now have the floor.
Well, thank you, Poetic, for having me on the show. I really appreciate it. Shout out to you and the whole Hip Hop National team, Pebbles, Lady Di, see you. So my name is Singleton Newman, representing the D.C., Maryland, Virginia area, A&R for Motivated Artists, Making Records, MAM Records out of Baltimore, Maryland. I'm also a radio personality myself. You can check out my show, politicwithpermissonline.com. That's the name of my show, Politic with Permiss. Shout out to my co-host, Permiss, holding me down. Also, shout out to Noisy Nation Radio, as well as The Beat 1650 AM, which I produce a show called The Grind Hard Experience. And also New Hope Management Talent Consulting, which is my consulting service that I provide for independent artists. And I talk to them about how to build themselves in this business, and I give them all the do's and the don'ts and best practices. You can find me, I'm on Facebook and Twitter under Singleton Newman. You can type in Singleton, S-I-N-G-L-E-T-O-N, last name is Newman, N-E-W-M-A-N, and Singleton Newman on Twitter as well. So you can find me on all major social networks. I'm out and about in the community. Hit me up at singletonnewman@gmail.com if you'd like to, you know, connect with me on a business tip. And
okay,
again,
I'm
going
to have to cut you short.
Thank you so much.
You now have the floor. Okay, thank you very much as well. I'm going to now turn it over to Kovan Baldwin. Kovan Baldwin, tell me who you are. And keep it short if you could. We only got 5 minutes, so keep it short and brief, please.
Okay, all right. Name is Kovan Baldwin. I just go by the artist name Kovan. You know, I keep it simple, I guess. I'm pretty original. I live in Minneapolis, Minnesota. If interested, you guys can contact me. I have Twitter. It's just KBMusic3. That's my Twitter name. Also, I'm on YouTube, just KovanMusic1 on YouTube as well. And I'm actually working on getting a couple of actual websites up to. I had one, but it recently was taken off.
Okay.
Recently.
I'm glad
so
I got
that's
you
about
sure.
It. Yep.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Yes.
I'm going to go ahead to Chi-Town. Chi-Town, if you would, sir, please state your name, where you call it from, and just go ahead and tell people how to get in touch with you.
Yeah, this is Chi-Town. This is Chi-Town. This is my shadow name. I ain't going to put my real artist and production name out here. If you need to get at me through you, through your show. You got my number. I feel like this. I don't need no major record company. The major record company needs me.
Sounds good, brother. Sounds good. I'm going to go down to, now we're going to talk to Drew West. You now have the floor, sir. Just please state your name, where you're calling from.
And, okay, Drew X again, calling out of Dallas, Texas. Just to all the new and artists, like the brother said, make sure that when you get ready to get a management, that you have a credible manager and check his track background, see who he worked for, see what he's done, and if you can, try to find some of the people he done worked for and ask him questions. All right, peace.
Thank you, sir. Derek Damien, go ahead. Tell them who you are and how they can get in touch with you and stay in contact with you.
All right, Derek Damien, and that is my artist name, Derek Damien. They can get in touch with me on Twitter, Baritone88 is my Twitter, and I'm on Facebook as well as Derek Damien, and that's DerekDamian. And I'm on Reverb Nation. That's www.reverbnation.com/ Derek Damien. And
right, I'm about to cut you short. I got to cut you short, brother. Got one. All right, thanks. I'm sorry about that. We got
Thank
one
you.
More.
Hey, appreciate it.
All right, no problem. Devontae, go ahead, brother. Tell us who you are, what you represent, and that you represent Hip Hop National Radio, by the way. Anyway, go ahead, Devontae. You now have the floor. Okay.
Okay.
Devontae, you got it. Got the floor.
Yeah.
You got 1 minute, sir.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah, this is Dante. You can get in touch with me, you know, representing Hip Hop National on Facebook. /Dante, D-O-N-T-E, and B-U-S-K-E-Y. You can always catch me, and everything will come up if you Google me, you know, to find out more information.
Yeah, that's my boy Dante. He represents and rap with Hip Hop National. I've got to do the real due diligence and give God the justice and say thank you, God, for covering our show and making this another successful show. We have